Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Youth Station, Choo Choo Kachoo. It's Youth Station for you. I'm your humble co-host, Muzaffar Haider.
And I am Asma.
How are you doing, Sister Asma?
Well, it's fine. Well, we're having a lot to talk about.
Yeah?
Yes.
What have you been up to? It's Ramadan, so we're like... Yes, of course,
but then still life is an ongoing process, so we have to think about everything, especially in Ramadan.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it happens to you as well or not, but sometimes it happened to me to think about this very point that why are we as human beings do not get satisfied with anything, like in hardships, when everything, when the hustles and bustles are done and we're over it, and like you are past all of these difficulties, then there comes this peaceful condition. And then in those peaceful condition, again, you feel like you need some suspense in your life, some more of adventure, some more of excitement. You're not satisfied with anything.
You're when asking the wrong person. I go through that every day. I wonder to myself, what am I doing at home or at work or whatever other mundane activity I'm partaking in? And I'm thinking, why am I not off on an adventure on a ship or fighting with pirates or in a battlefield somewhere? Yes. You know, where's the adventure in my life?
So, but do you think about the aftermath of that adventure? Like when you are put in that adventurous situation, would you be satisfied with it? Or no, you would feel like, okay, I want to be back at home. I want my peaceful.
That's a good question. Yeah, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'd probably want to be back at home.
Yeah.
It's that old saying, isn't it? The grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't matter where you are. You're always going to see something else as greater. And that's why satisfaction with Allah is so important.
Mm-hmm.
Once you have that satisfaction with Allah, once you have that, you know, sense of tranquility and thankfulness for whatever situation you are in, that's when your life will actually progress. Until then, you're always going to be in this state of dissatisfaction.
Yeah, there is this paradoxical feeling in us as human beings. Like, just as I said, when it's war, we want the peace. When it's peace, we want the war.
Yeah.
Like, as I am just saying, it's so paradoxical and sometimes it's so annoying to think about it.
In movies and stories, they always show that the character is the main character, the protagonist, who is probably... they're always depicted in a state of satisfaction, and then that satisfaction is snatched from them and they have to join. Like, for example, it'll be a farmer or something and he's really happy. He's got a wife and kids.
And then there's a quest.
Yeah,
they have to go for that quest.
Exactly.
And then life changes. And then again, we come to the moment of equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, that cycle has to be broken.
Yep, yep.
Every now and then.
It's the whole narrative theory behind it. Is I feel like when you study narrative theory, because we're both English literature students, right? It's really fascinating because people don't realize this. They think, it's not just stories. When we're studying narrative theory, we're actually studying the theory of life itself. And there is a reality behind what we are reading in the novel and what is reflected in the outside world, what we're actually experiencing. So, for example, one of the things that we learn in narrative theory is the thing that you just pointed out, that there's always an equilibrium, then a disruption of that equilibrium, and then a new equilibrium is established.
Exactly.
And it's always like that. Now, even if you just zoom out and look at our existence, that is the case, because you're going to be born into this world and then you're tested, right? The disruption of the equilibrium takes place. And then eventually, you know, in the hereafter, you're going to get a new equilibrium, a new existence.
Exactly.
And that is going to reflect what you've done throughout this journey of life. So it's really profound in that sense, and I really love to think about it. And a lot of the ways that I understand life, the universe, and everything is that we're simply players. You know, as Shakespeare said, that the world's a stage and we are but the players. We really are just characters in this epic, epic story being written by the greatest of creators, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly, yeah. That's why I love literature. It actually reflects us. Every single individual who's living in this world has been reflected in all those books, among those papers and words. So just as you mentioned, all the stories, they either start from the equilibrium that has to be disrupted, or they're going to start from disruption that are going to end in equilibrium. Mm-hmm. So as we have it in the Holy Book of Quran as well, إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرَ يُسْرَ, after all difficulties, there is this tranquility and there is this peaceful moment that you're going to achieve. Mm-hmm. So it's both hopeful, and at the same time, sometimes when you get to that peaceful condition of your life, maybe it will turn you into a different person, like you would get used to this silence and this peace, which is not always good. So we have to go for a break, and then after we come back, we'd pursue our discussion.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
Yes, you're listening to Youth Station, and we're talking about why us as human beings do not get satisfied with anything. Like, whenever it is equilibrium, we're just searching for a disruption. Whenever it's disruption, we're searching for an equilibrium. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of paradoxical in what we want.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the nature of life, I suppose. Let's just bring an example from the ordinary life. Like, whenever you have too much of works to be done at your workplace, or whenever you have a lot of courses to study for your exams, after that hard times are over, then you feel like you're missing all those fightings, all those wars and conflicts.
Yeah.
But then when you're back to those conflicts, you feel like, okay, how much I missed my comfort zone.
Yeah.
I would love to go back.
It's, for example, age as well, right? However, once you pass the age of 30, right, mm-hmm. you start to look back and you're like, oh, I wish I was 25, or I wish I was 26, wish I was 27. But the reality is that, I don't know, I looked it up, and apparently people always want to be a certain age. And that certain age, can you guess what it is? When they ask older people, which age would you like to be?
No, I always miss my childhood.
Really? Well, they say it's 36. 36 is like that idea. I know, it's so strange.
Why?
Isn't it? I don't know. Well, I guess we'll know once we get there, but inshallah. But yeah, so it's always about this discontent with where we are. And that's where a lot of this inner peace, you know, Islam is all about that peace, right? It's not just peace in the general sense, like, you know, we say, oh, it's a peaceful religion. No, it's not just talking about that. It's about acquiring this inner tranquility, this satisfaction with mm-hmm. the decree of Allah. It's absolute submission to the will of Allah.
How is it achieved? Now, that's the question.
Yeah, that's the exact question. But it's about, you know, complete. It's not just submission as in my actions are submitted to Allah, but my heart is submitted as well. And that's why you have a personality like Imam Ridha alayhi salam, who's completely, his name means the satisfied. He's in acceptance of what's happening in his life. He understands fully and completely that this is the will of Allah.
Yeah, and contentment.
It's complete contentment.
The lost key, I guess, in our lives. Like, we're not content with anything that happens to us and with anything that we have. There's nothing that would make us feel like, okay, this is the absolute contentment that I must have in my life.
I mean, look at the story of Prophet Ayyub, right? Prophet Ayyub was really thankful servant of Allah. Shaitan says to Allah, well, of course he's thankful. Of course he's worshipping you. Because he's got everything. He's got a wife, he's got kids, he's got crops, he's got a farm, he's got respect. Mm. Let me be in control of his life. and then we'll see if he really still stays a true servant. So Allah agrees. Shaitan takes control of Ayyub's life, alayhi salam. And what Shaitan does is he kills Ayyub's, well, I mean, he doesn't like himself do it, but the point is that Ayyub loses his wife, he loses
everything
his kids, he loses
his
crops,
him.
He loses his health. He becomes very, very sick. And even when he is absolutely sick, and this hadith is actually, you know, it's debated, but I still want to state it because it still, you know, hints at that complete ridaya, that complete satisfaction. He was so ill that he had worms on his body.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, he never prayed for health. He never prayed for whatever befell him, he was thankful for it. He was like, Alhamdulillah, Allah, this is your test and I fully accept it. But there came a point where his people actually came to him and said, we doubt your prophethood. How can you be the prophet if you're, you know,
you're suffering this much?
At this point, Ayyub, out of the mercy of Allah, he says, oh Allah, my people are actually going to go astray. Please restore my blessings to me. And at that point, all of his blessings are restored to him.
The miracles
happen.
You know,
he got his children back, his wife back, his crops back, his mm-hmm. health back and everything else. Imagine if we could train ourselves to be really thankful for whatever situation we're actually in. Like right now, I'm sitting opposite you. I could be thinking, well, why can't I be having a coffee or sitting at home playing a video game with, I don't know,
your favorite,
some kind of food.
Your favorite thing to do.
Yeah. It's like Ramadan is such a perfect analogy for this entire thing because the whole day you're thinking, what's your favorite food?
My favorite food, it depends my and my mood.
I knew you were going to give some sort of answer like that. Anyway, my favorite food is spaghetti bolognese, right?
Mm.
And I could spend all day just waiting for spaghetti bolognese. But when you actually get to iftar time, you can have like two bites and you're done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And then you're thinking, oh, now I just feel stuffed and I want to go and lie down. You're never really satisfied. I think I'm most satisfied when I'm sleeping.
That's the nature of life, I guess.
The Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said something beautiful. He said, if you doubt that you are going to die, mm-hmm. try to stay awake. As much as you try, you're eventually going to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, if you doubt that you're going to be raised again on the Day of Judgment, try to stay asleep.
Nice.
No matter how much you try and stay asleep, so eventually you're going to be woken up again, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's the nature of our life. There are certain things which are completely inevitable. And we're not supposed to hasten those things either, like the Day of Judgment. We should recognize that, yeah, this is a reality that's going to take place.
Yeah.
And it will take place whenever Allah mm-hmm. wants it to. We're not supposed to hasten that. It's not like the reappearance of Imam Mahdi, which we're supposed to, you know, actively try and hasten.
So if I just want to wrap it all up and give the gist of whatever we've been talking about, as in today's episode, I would say that there is no moment of satisfaction, of absolute and perfect satisfaction in our lives as long as we are in this mundane world. Like, it's a world of tests and conflict and sometimes miserable situations, but still life has got its own beauties. Like, yes, it's true that whenever it's peaceful, we're searching for the conflict to flourish more of ourselves, to have more fruits from our lives. And whenever we are out of storms, we just miss those storms.
Mm.
Like, this is the gist of what we're talking about. And this is the nature of life, of course. So thank you, brother. And thank you, dear listeners. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And it comes out to be fruitful for you guys to think more about what's going on in our lives. So this was all for today's episode. Until another session, I bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you, dear youth, will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif, 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 Ya Latif,